It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She is in Switzerland. She joins us weekly, and there's nothing that I can say that will top what she has to say. Hi, Mirella. How are you managing?
Hi, Jill. Fine so far. I hope that you are well as well. I think at this point, we all worry for each other. Today our conversation piece is of course going to be about the virus, as there is absolutely nothing else in any paper or radio or TV. It can become very heavy, but I thought maybe giving a little bit of a feedback of what's happening in Europe would also help people in America who still are very optimistic to become more cautious. So as of yesterday, as of midnight, actually last night, Switzerland went into a lockdown. That means basically that everybody is asked to stay home, work from home, and only necessary steps are allowed outside, like, for example, obviously getting groceries, food, or medication at pharmacies. This is going to be a long stretch, and as a matter of fact, nobody really knows when it's going to stop. It is a touch less strict than France, who went also in a lockdown today, but they are having a very, very strict approach to it. That means that people who go outside for whatever reason they want to go outside have to first print a governmental paper where they will have to put the reason why they are going outside, the date, their names, all ID for identification purposes, obviously. So people who would now go outside to meet some friend or to do anything that is not allowed under a lockdown would be heavily fined. So France is taking an extremely strict approach to the problem, considering that the cases are keeping increasing and that, as it has been said, I think ad nauseam, the purpose of all of this is to make the virus slower. It's to make sure that hospitals are in the position to take all the incoming patients, because if that's not the case, then the risk is to be in the same position as Italy. And this is very important to keep that in mind, where the doctors have at times to make choices about who to save. Choosing, obviously, the youngest and the one that have a better chance to survive. This is a horrible thing, ethically and morally. This is something that many doctors say they are not there to do, because a doctor is there to save any life without making that kind of choices. But when you are in Italy, in northern Italy, and they are just not enough beds and respirators and all sorts of things that are necessary to save lives, then they have to make choices. So what most countries now are trying to avoid is to be in such a situation. And that's why countries are locking down one after the other. And we can expect that during this week, many more are going to join in this common effort. The only country, and that is maybe what makes England definitely not part of the European Union any longer, is the fact that England is taking another approach. It's a mixed. They think that the virus cannot be stopped anymore. And in that sense, I think many other scientists are agreeing. But the response to this fact is very different. Some scientists in England believe that the only way to really fight this virus is to make sure that people who are not in danger of dying basically infect themselves, continue to live almost a normal life, infect themselves, eventually don't even notice that they have it, if they are lucky. And after that, Boris Johnson was thinking that 60 to 70% of the people in England would be immunized against the virus, and therefore it would stop a second wave of this pandemic. Needless to say, this is an approach that is very debatable, very criticized. To be really honest, it's not only badly criticized. Some people think that that's a way to do it, but there are no precedent. There is no way to know who's doing the right thing. But the fear, of course, would be in England that by doing so, by thinking that infecting each other and getting as many people as possible immune to the virus would also have a very high cost in terms of lives, because the people who would develop complications, and not only the older people, because I think this is also an important point where everybody's insisting on the fact that it's only older people who are dying. This is not true. People already as of 50 are actually less resistant to this virus. And some will answer to it very well and others won't. So it is definitely a gamble that England is taking, and I am not sure that they are going to really be able to pull that through, as London is announcing many more cases today. Maybe they will come to the same conclusion as we all did, which is about social distancing and working home and trying to basically stop at least the first wave of this pandemic and then see what happens. So all I can say is that Europe is heavily hit. Other countries, America seems to be a little bit not out of this wave, but I think it's beginning now to become accelerated, and there is no doubt that all the caution and all the lockdowns that are taking place are really the only way to help all of us. So today I will just say to everybody to please stay safe.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.